Well, U.S. President Barack Obama says Iran has abided by the commitments it made under an interim nuclear deal in Geneva last year.
Over the last 6 months, Iran has met its commitments under the interim deal we reached last year, halting the progress of its nuclear program, allowing more inspections, and rolling back its most dangerous stockpile of nuclear material. Based on consultations with Secretary Kerry and my national security team, it's clear to me that we've made real progress in several areas and that we have a credible way forward. But as we approach a deadline of July 20th under the interim deal, there are still some significant gaps between the international community and Iran, and we have more work to do. So over the next few days,
Obama also said he is consulting with Congress, U.S. partners, and Iran over whether to extend nuclear talks as the deadline of July the 20th draws closer. Meanwhile, intensive talks are still underway in Austria to reach a final comprehensive deal on Iran's nuclear energy program. Iranian Deputy Foreign Ministers Abbas Araghchi and Majid Takhtarovanchi have already met with the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns in Vienna. Earlier in the day, Burns met with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Those discussions over a comprehensive nuclear deal started 2 weeks ago. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Professor Nader Bakhrizadeh, who is with UC Irvine, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Irvine itself. Professor, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, you know, amongst all this talk in the past 2 weeks about significant disagreements, how positive do you think this latest development of Obama's statement is? It sounded quite positive.
Yes, it is very positive. I think Mr. Obama is trying everything he can to convince the Congress not to proceed with any sanctions if they cannot close the deal by Friday, which is probably unlikely that that may happen. I think Dr. Zarif has said numerous times, especially today, that he's praying and is hoping that it'll work and will go forward, but it's doubtful. And I think the Secretary of State has left Vienna, so I think they're going to seek for an extension. The questions remain: how this extension is going to work out. Is it going to amend the interim deal? Is it going to have any payments to Iran? Probably not. Probably it would be something like a no-cost extension, so people use in recruitment and business plans. So it's really how they're going to proceed and how Mr. Obama is going to keep the U.S. Congress on hold without spoiling this so far the agreement. I think everybody's going to probably pay attention to Mr. Obama's plea for Congress not to do anything that will jeopardize any agreement that may come about in the next few weeks, or perhaps within the next 6 months. You have to realize that the U.S. Senate and House elections are coming up in November, and they're really interesting playing by the Congress, the leaders of Congress for their re-election. So it's going to run into that, and that's going to be a very complicated matter regarding the extension of this agreement.
And, you know, Professor, it seems that the one issue which is always a sticking point is the issue of uranium enrichment, something which Iran has said is a red line for it. And, you know, we've also had Benjamin Netanyahu saying that if Iran were to be allowed to enrich uranium, that would be quote-unquote catastrophic, is in his words. And obviously we know the Israeli hold, in a sense, over the Senate and Congress. So how realistically optimistic should we be going forward?
Right. So that's a very good point. Bibi Netanyahu has the maximalist position, zero enrichment. I think if you look at the reports coming from some officials, they think, and they said, according to Mr. Perkovich, who was in Iran a few weeks ago, he's a non-proliferation expert, he said the genie's out of the box. So zero enrichment is a maximalist position. It's not going to work out. I think the U.S. officials maybe have said as much. There is a distance between zero enrichment and 9,000 to 10,000 centrifuges spinning. And I think the question is, what is it that Mr. Obama can sell to the U.S. Congress that is probably more than a Mickey Mouse enrichment of a few hundred, all the way to 10,000 centrifuges, which is pretty much what it is going on right now. And then also, how many years before Iran can go back on track exercising its rights under the NPT? So these are the important issues. And as you mentioned, this is a very critical point in the negotiations. I think the Iraq issue has worked out, the new design that Mr. Dr. Salehi proposed. I'm thinking that that is not an issue anymore because it generates one-tenth of the plutonium that was of concern previously. So that is resolved. The Fordow issue is also probably resolved for R&D. We're not certain, of course, but this number of centrifuges is still a sticking point, that has to work out.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. There was Professor Nader Bagherzadeh speaking to us live via Skype from Irvine.